Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me this morning to 1 Samuel, please. 1 Samuel, the second chapter. We begin on a series we're calling The Honor of God. And this is something that's very near and dear to my heart, because I believe that if you're hungry for the glory of God, that it is inseparable from the honor of God. Honor and glory are actually very similar terms in the Scriptures. Let's read our text and review just a minute and go on this morning. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30, the last part of the verse. 1 Samuel 2:30. The Lord says, "Them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The Lord says, those that honor me, what will He do? You know, this is really an application of the universal law of sowing and reaping. Whatever a man sows, that's what he'll reap, whether it's with God or with men. You sow respect, and what will you reap?
Respect.
You hear people talking sometimes, say, "Well, I just don't understand why nobody shows me any respect. I don't understand why nobody will be faithful to me." Are you faithful to other people? Are you a good friend? You know, when we started in this ministry decades ago in a traveling ministry, in a time of prayer, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, "You're going to need partners to help you do what I'm calling you to do in prayer and in faith and finances." And He said, "But the first thing you do is not write an appeal letter to try to get partners. The first thing you do is be a partner. You be a good, faithful partner." Amen? And He said, "Then I'll raise up to you partners." And so we had been partners, but we increased it, and we saw to it that we weren't loose and lax about it. We had that money there regularly. Do you have bills regularly?
Yes.
Some of those bills, they come every month, don't they? Same time of the month. Well, that's the same way with churches, same way with ministries and outreaches. And so we want to sow support like we want to be supported. We want that support to be there faithful and on time and what it's supposed to be. And I tell you what, over the years, the Lord has been so good to us and so gracious to us. Don't you thank God for that?
Yes.
Amen. But if you want somebody to be there for you, then you need to be there for somebody.
Yes.
Amen. And if you sow honor and respect and dignity and faithfulness, that's what you'll reap. Honor and respect and faithfulness. If you sow disrespect, He said, those that despise me, they will be lightly esteemed. Or in other words, they'll be despised. Because that's what the word despise means in the Scripture, is a failure to esteem, a failure to value. Now let me give you the definitions again for honor. The word honor literally means heavy, like the word glory. The word honor means weighty, which in those days, when they bought something, they'd take the scales out and they would put a certain weight of gold or silver or whatever that was weighed enough to buy the object that they were wanting. And if it was a really expensive object, you had to put a lot of weight on the scale to buy that thing. A lot of gold, a lot of silver. Well, when He's talking about honoring something, He's talking about what weight we give it, what value we give it, how we esteem it. Everybody say value. To me, this word has helped me in understanding honor as much as a lot of other things. If I honor something, that means I value it. If I despise something, that means I lightly esteem it. I just brush it off like, ho-hum, whoop-de-doo, big deal. That is despising in Bible terminology. Now, we saw the story of how Esau despised his birthright. You remember that? We talked about that. And we saw what happened is he was very hungry. And he came in and he saw Jacob fixing a meal. And he said, give me some of that pottage. And he said, well, sell me your birthright. We'll trade. And anybody that valued and esteemed the things of God would have said, no way. My birthright for a bowl of soup? No way. But what did he say? He said, I'm about to starve, and what good's this birthright going to do me? So sure, fine, you can have it. And so the scripture said he sold his birthright, which was something of God and from God in the family, for a bowl of soup. And later on, when it came time to inherit and came time to take it, he had lost it. And the scripture said in Hebrews that he sought it with crying and tears, but he couldn't change it. So when it comes to the things of God, if you esteem or value them properly, then you stand to receive more and greater. I know years ago the Lord said this to me in a time of prayer. He said, Keith, would you like to enlarge your capacity to receive from me? Well, it didn't take me but about a half second. I said, yes, yes, and yes, sir. Yes, I would like to know how to enlarge my capacity to receive from you. Because do you understand that God has a lot more to give to us than what we've been able to receive? People push it off on the will of God. Say, well, it just must not be God's will to give us this or for us to enjoy this, for us to do this. No, so many times the narrowness is not on His side. It's not a matter of His will. It's a narrowness inside us. We haven't thought big enough, haven't talked big enough, haven't prayed big enough, haven't claimed and believed big enough. Our vision can be narrow and small. So enlarging your insides, I said, yes, please, Lord, show me. This is what He told me. I wrote it down. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but very distinctly inside me. He said this, cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving.
Amen.
Cultivate a lifestyle of thanksgiving. You know, sometimes when the Lord answers a question, it doesn't seem like He's talking about the same thing. But He is. What would that have to do with enlarging my insides? Remember the scripture Jesus said, to him that has shall more be given, and to him that has not will be taken even that which he seems to have. And if you read the whole passage, the implication is he who esteems what he has, values what he has, uses and maximizes what he has, he'll get more. And that's reinforced in other passages in Luke 16 where it talks about stewardship, which God is very, very big on stewardship. He says, he that's faithful in that which is least, he'll be faithful in much. And so God will give things and give more to those who value and appreciate what He has given them. You know, people quote all the time and say, well, you know, the Lord helps them that help themselves. Well, that's not really a scripture. Did you hear me? But I think they ought to be saying this instead of that. The Lord gives more who are thankful for what He's given them. That is a Bible fact. That is a scriptural principle. You show me an ungrateful person, and I'll show you a doubter. Did you hear me? The two are inseparable. You show me somebody in faith, I'll show you somebody that's grateful and thankful. Somebody that's in faith for more, More thankful yet.
Yeah.
How can you enlarge your inside? The Lord told me, He said, "This you can enlarge your insides so you can receive more from me." How? By, what was that first word?
Cultivate.
Cultivate. That means it ain't going to happen automatically, right?
Right.
I'm going to have to put some effort to stir myself up to be thankful. The nature of the flesh is not so. What is the nature of your flesh? Yeah, that's exactly right. And selfishness is a grumbler. Selfishness is a griper, a bellyacher, a complainer. Yeah. Selfishness is a whiny baby. It's true. I was down at Brother Jesse's this past summer, and Sister Kathy, I said that down there at their place. And Jesse said something on the way, we were on the way to eat, and she said, "Whiny baby?" In a good Cajun accent. He said, "I'm not no whiny baby." She said, "Whiny baby, whiny baby." We had a lot of fun out of it. They're such funny people. We love them. They're good friends. But selfishness is a complainer. And you know, if you just do what your flesh feels like, in the morning the alarm clock will go off and you'll reach over and slap it and go, grumble, grumble, grumble. Get up, stumble towards the bathroom, hit your foot on a toy. Grumble, grumble. Grumble, grumble, grumble. I told them kids 1,000 times, grumble, grumble, don't put your grumble toys, grumble, grumble, grumble. Walk up and look in the mirror. Grumble, grumble. I don't like my hair. Grumble, grumble. And what's happening to my skin? Grumble, grumble. Grumble, grumble. What's wrong with me? Grumble. Look outside, and if it's not a perfect, beautiful day, grumble, grumble. Cold again. Overcast again. Stumble and grumble over to the table, and maybe something wasn't fixed just the way you liked it. Grumble. I told you I don't like my bacon this crisp. Grumble, grumble. And what brand is this? We don't like this brand. Grumble, grumble. We told you don't get this brand. Grumble, grumble. And then go get in the car. Grumble, grumble. Grumble, grumble. This old piece of junk, I mean, the transmission leaks and the radio won't play and the heater don't work right. Grumble, grumble. But Lord, I'm thanking you for my new car.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.